Hi, everyone. My name is Ashley. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to masturbation. Hi. Before I came to Regeneration, my life was in chaos, and no one would have guessed it. I was raised in a Christian home with loving parents, and I trusted Christ for my salvation when I was 5 years old. I grew up attending church, reading and studying the Bible, and memorizing scripture. Looking back, I realized I trusted Christ with my eternal salvation, but not my daily sin patterns and struggles. Because while I was growing in my relationship with Christ, I was also hiding a secret sin that began when I was 5. I was addicted to masturbation, which was introduced to me by a friend who was about my age. The behavior continued over time and grew into something I was unaware of, to something I learned had a name, to something that continually made me feel guilty and ashamed of what I was doing. I began to depend on it more and more to help me fall asleep, to use as a way to escape reality when I felt hurt, rejected, or upset, and to feel a false sense of control over men and my fantasies when I felt less than or unloved by others and when my life felt out of control. I constantly begged the Lord to take this away from me. I wanted him to fix me without having to actually tell anyone about it. I hid my sin struggle for over 20 years, and the guilt and shame was slowly eating me alive and sending me into periods of isolation, anxiety, and even anger that this was the sin that God allowed to be my struggle. Instead of being open and honest with what was going on, I kept friends and family at an arm's length. I tried to manage their perception of me and to appear perfect so others wouldn't find out my secret. I was constantly paranoid, though, that someone would find out. And I thought I needed to and could control what other people thought of me, because I believed that if people really knew the ugliest parts of me, their response would confirm what I already knew to be true. I'm disgusting and worthless, and no one will ever truly love me because no one will ever fully know me. As a result, my relationships were often shallow and superficial. Feeling alone in this sin struggle, I stuffed and managed my emotions as best I could, and although I was miserable, I was convinced I would take this one to the grave. I continued on a cycle of desire, guilt, shame, anger, and apathy, and I begged God, bartered with God, and I railed at God. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." My way of escape, however, did not arrive until I allowed God to bring me to my knees in full confession to others, as he commands in James 5:16, which says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." Starting with my community group here at Watermark and a friend from work, I reluctantly and tearfully shared pieces of my story, and James 5:16 became my way of escape. My work friend, who later became my Regeneration mentor, sat with me as I choked out the worst parts of me. Instead of pushing me away, instead of showing me disgust or rejection, she comforted me and showed me love and acceptance, modeling Christ's love. As I slowly stepped out of the darkness and shined the light on my sin, I began experiencing the truth of 1 John 1:7 through 9. "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness." When I began Regeneration, I had experienced the first step of healing, but continued to live in the shame and guilt that had built up from years of hiding my sin. But through daily abiding in him, the Lord began shedding my deep, deep-rooted shame and rebuilding my sense of worth and self in him. Every week in my Regen small group, we run around the circle and I did my Regen intro, and I had to say my struggle again, and yes, again, and again, and the words started to lose their power. I experienced a new level of freedom and a very, very strange desire to share my story with other women. I made it my goal to reach out to my closest friends in attempts to push past the superficial relationships I'd created. Galatians 5:1 says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Christ set me free. And with his help, I will not be burdened, enslaved, or controlled again by my sin. Through Christ, my life today is radically different from what it was. I know now in my head and in my heart that I am deeply loved by God, and I don't have to hide behind the flimsy mask that I had made. Well, I would love to say that I'm perfect and I'm fixed now. That would not be the truth. There are days that I let my mind wander into dangerous territory, and I know that if I don't chase that thought away with scripture and prayer, I am only one small step away from the path from which I came. The difference now is that I trust God's plan and desires, that they are better than the desires of my flesh. There are so many things that I want to encourage you with. Specifically for the women in the room, I most desire to tell you that you are not alone. I believe my sin was so unique that no one would ever be able to understand or identify with me, and that's just a lie. To everyone, I want you to know that you are not a slave to your sin. God is more powerful than your addiction, your secrets, and your sin. Romans 6:11 through 14 says, "Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace." My name is Ashley, and it is only by God's grace, love, and power that I can stand before you today to say that I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from an addiction to masturbation. God set me free, and I can give him and him alone all the glory. Thank you.